Hello, everyone. This is Abby Trivett with Charisma Media, and today we are asking everyone to join us in prayer for the nation of Israel. Over the weekend, Iran launched over 300 drones and missiles at Israel. These attacks were intercepted by Israel. Now, as we await exactly how Israel will respond going forward, and with a less than confident message coming from America's leadership, the nation of Israel needs us more than ever. For believers and Jews, we know that the nation of Israel is made up of God's chosen people. From the moment God called Abraham and promised to turn him into a mighty nation, his hand and his covenant have been with the people of Israel. Genesis 12:3 tells us, "I will bless them who bless you and curse him who curses you. And in you, all families of the earth will be blessed." God has not and will not remove this position because it is his covenant promise to the people of Israel. He is a covenant God, and he will not forget how he promised to bless Israel. The war they have been facing with Hamas has led to major death tolls, people displaced from their homes, and now as Iran provoked the people of Israel, we can most likely expect escalation in the Middle East to come. These are God's people, and it is our job, our duty, to stand in agreement with the blessing of Israel. I urge you, join us in prayer right now for the people of Israel as they face these unprecedented circumstances. Heavenly Father, we come before you today to intercede on behalf of Israel. Father, you see every single need of the people there. You know the kind of fear, danger, and circumstances they are facing. You know every plot of the enemy to destroy your children. So God, we come humbly before your throne of grace on behalf of your chosen nation of Israel, and we ask that you would be their great provider. Provide them with the protection, peace, and physical needs, whether it's food, water, shelter, or anything else. Lord, you know exactly what it is needed. We pray for your light to shine on the deceptive plans being created in the dark. What is done in darkness, we pray it comes to light. Father, we pray for your Holy Spirit to be over Israel and that it would be you who goes before them and that you would fight for them, that they would only need to be still and trust that you have them in this battle. God, we pray that as these circumstances are heightening and growing, that more of your people would have Jesus revealed to them as their Messiah who is walking beside them in the middle of this pain and warfare. We pray for a Psalm 91 protection over Israel, that you are the Lord of refuge for the Israelites. Lord, do just as the Psalm says, because you have made the Lord who is my refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling, there shall be no evil befall you, neither shall any plague come near your tenant. For he shall give his angels charge over you to guard you in all your ways. We praise you, Father, and thank you for all those who are watching this and coming into agreement for the protection of Israel. Lord, you say where two or three are gathered in your name, it shall be done. So we thank you, Jesus, that you are fighting for Israel. In your most precious name, Jesus, amen and amen. I want to thank you for praying with us today. If you are praying for Israel, please drop a comment below and make sure to like and subscribe. It is great when the body of Christ comes together in prayer. I also want to point out that Christian Life Missions is doing great work partnering with ministries who are helping the people of Israel in this dire time of need. You can go to christianlifemissions.org to find out more. Until next time, this is Abby Trivett with Charisma Media. May God bless you.